This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Search continues for bodies in California fires. We've got the story.
Three people dead as two trucks collide in Kiowa County. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A man pleads guilty to running over a Wichita police officer. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Another morning with our temperatures below freezing, but today could be our warmest day of the week. Our forecast on the way.
More bodies found in the wake of Northern California's Camp Fire.
As search crews and cadaver dogs carry on looking for more victims of the Camp Fire, a gruesome announcement.
An additional 8 human remains were recovered. That brings the total up to 56.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
All 8 of those human remains were found in the Paradise area. 6 were found inside structures. 2 were found outside of structures.
At least 130 people are still missing, and the campfire continues to grow. It's torn through 215 square miles, destroying thousands of homes. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A man accused of running over a Wichita police officer last year has entered a plea.
Justin Terrazes pleaded guilty Wednesday to aggravated battery and other charges. Prosecutors say he ran over Officer Brian Otterburn while fleeing in a stolen vehicle in February 2017. Sentencing was set for January 14th. Otterburn, a 25-year police veteran, suffered brain injuries and spent nearly 10 months in hospitals before returning to Wichita last November. He tells KSN News he's grateful for the community's support.
I like to say, think of the citizens of Wichita. I've had so many prayers for me that I believe that's why this happened the way it did today, and I'm healthier because of that.
District Attorney Mark Bennett said the state and defense have agreed to a 39-and-a-half-year prison sentence for Terrazes. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A house fire in northeast Wichita just after 4:15 this morning. First responders called to the 4300 block of North Linden. That's southeast of 45th and Webb. Firefighters found a modular home with smoke and flames showing. No injuries reported. No word yet on cause nor damage estimate.
Authorities have identified the victims in a crash that left 3 people dead in Kiowa County early Wednesday, one of them from Arkansas City. The crash happened on U.S. 54 near the Pratt-Kiowa County line. Authorities say 55-year-old Gary Held of Fergus Falls, Minnesota, was driving a semi-truck westbound when he crossed the center line and collided head-on with another semi that was eastbound. 38-year-old Justin Wise of Arkansas City was driving the other semi. He was killed in the crash. A passenger in Held's semi, 56-year-old Cheryl Toma of Fergus Falls, Minnesota, also died in the crash.
Robberies are keeping Wichita police busy. They're investigating 2 more armed robberies of businesses, including Tuesday night at the Arby's at Rock and Harry, and then the Quick Shop at 29th and Arkansas at 3 in the morning on Wednesday.
Our Wichita Police Department investigators are working to see if any of these robberies may be connected. We do tend to see an increase in robberies around the holiday times. We've had 5 just in the last 48 hours. We want to encourage everyone to be safe, take preventative measures, and report any suspicious activities.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says during the late spring and early summer, there are about 1 or 2 business robberies a week. This time of year, there are about 4 or 5 per week.
Sedgwick County commissioners have done something they've been talking about since 2003, adopt a code of ethical conduct.
15 years ago, the then members of the Sedgwick County Commission began talking about adopting a code of ethical conduct developed by the Kansas County Commissioners Association. Wednesday, the board finally adopted a resolution based on that statewide set of guidelines. Commissioner Dave Unruh spoke in favor of the idea.
So it's been brought forward on many occasions, and for whatever reason, we never adopted it. So it's probably time that that we do go ahead and adopt this code of ethics.
The vote by the commissioners was 5-0. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for adult film actress Stormy Daniels, had a frequent critic of President Trump and has been arrested in Los Angeles on suspicion of domestic violence. Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
The Los Angeles Police Department wouldn't identify the alleged victim or say how Avenatti knew her, but police did say she had visible injuries. There are also reports that Avenatti says she hit him first. Avenatti was arrested and posted a $50,000 bond. When he walked out of jail, Avenatti diplomatically thanked the police for their hard work and then said this.
I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman.
Unclear exactly what he's, quote, doing, but there's been talk of a 2020 presidential run. He was reportedly set to speak this weekend at events for the Vermont Democratic Party, but had to cancel.
Avenatti's best-known client is Daniels, who says she had intimate relations with President Trump. Trump has denied having an affair. KNSS News Time now, 7:05.
Wichita State men's basketball team in action tonight. We'll have a preview and hear from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
Shocking last words from a man condemned to die. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. One of the winners of a $700 million Powerball jackpot has come forward to claim his prize. Robert Bailey of New York won about $348 million in the October 27th drawing.
I still want to be me. I can't let money change me, but I want to do the right thing and take care of it for the next generation and my family.
The other winning ticket was purchased in Iowa. A Republican senator says he'll withhold a key vote on the president's judicial picks if he doesn't get a vote on protections for special counsel Robert Mueller.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocking efforts by Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake to force a vote on a bill that would protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller from being fired by President Trump. However, if Flake, a key vote on the Senate Judiciary Committee, doesn't get that vote, he says he will not move any of the president's federal judicial nominees forward. But Wyoming GOP Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News at night,
the president has made no indication that he was going to remove Mueller from that position. There's been no call for that, so I don't think we need the legislation.
21 judges are still awaiting approval from the Senate Judiciary Committee. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Shocking last words from a man condemned to die.
South Dakota death row inmate Rodney Burgett was executed on October 29th. His final words, is it supposed to feel like that? The quote is from a transcript released by corrections officials Wednesday. Burgett groaned and said, ah, before he began to breathe heavily. The 56-year-old was pronounced dead 12 minutes after the lethal injection was administered. Burgett was sentenced to death for the murder of corrections officer Ronald Johnson during a prison escape attempt in 2011. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning we've got, gasoline prices continuing to come down here in the Wichita area. $2.25 yesterday, but I'm seeing $2.23 in a couple of places today. 47th Street South and Hydraulic. $2.23 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Spring is here, says Kansas City meteorologist Ronell Williams. It feels like spring after what we've been going through, Ronell.
It
was pretty nice out there yesterday afternoon. Not that warm, but no wind and plenty of sunshine, right?
Yeah, especially in the sun. That's where you really kind of feel some of that warmth out there, especially after the bitter, frigid cold start to the work week that we had. But as soon as those temperatures go up, they're going to come right back down into the weekend. Still tracking that chance for a little bit of wintry weather over our weekend. But before I get into that, I'll go ahead and keep talking about the good stuff first.
Okay.
I don't want to make anybody mad out there.
Right.
But for today, we've got, more 50s and 60s on the way. So we only got up to 42 yesterday, Stephen. You mentioned how really didn't feel that bad. So we're going to see about a 12-degree jump in our high temperature. So things really just getting even better for our Thursday. Mostly sunny skies today, high of 54, south wind at 5 to 15. So those winds still staying light, even though we're off to a cold start. And then mainly clear skies tonight. Low of 31 with a northwest wind at 5 to 15. And then tomorrow, seeing some minor changes, mainly in the form of a breezy wind, mainly maybe gusty at times, and then just a partly cloudy sky. High of 59, though. So these next couple of days are going to be the two warmest days out of the week, but you got to make sure that you really enjoy them, because then we'll have that chance for a little bit of light snow by the time we get into Saturday and possibly into the early part of Sunday. Around the Wichita Metro, looking like we should only see a dusting, maybe a few tenths of an inch of snow, so not talking about anything serious, at least for much of south central Kansas. Right now, though, 24 degrees, so another cold start, similar to what we've been dealing with all this week, but just quiet and clear as well. South wind at 7 miles per hour, plenty of sunshine out there now that the sun is rising. Dew point of 20, feels like 16, though, so even though our winds are only at 7, it does feel a lot colder out there. It feels like it's in the teens, but things only getting better as the day goes on.
Only 7 days until Thanksgiving. I'll bet you're making plans to get a great big turkey and all the stuffing and everything, right?
Yeah, I am. And I usually go around. I'm the one that likes to house hop. And
okay.
I'll bring a plate or two, and I'll bring the plastic wrap. Make sure I have something to take home with me. I'm that guy at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
I'm telling the truth too. I'm not lying.
Bring a jar of olives with you, and just drop one olive off at every place, and you're set. You know. All right. Thanks, Ron L. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7 days till Thanksgiving. Okay. Yesterday's high, as Ron L. said, 42 for a high yesterday. The normal high for the date is 57, so it was a little cooler than normal, but not at all a bad day yesterday afternoon. Okay, today is November 15th. Something happened on this date in 1977. The soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever was released. For years, wasn't this the biggest album ever?
I thought you already talked about that last week.
Today is the day they released it. I don't know. Maybe it was the movie we were thinking about last week or something. But we were talking about this recently, I know. Maybe I better double-check my facts on it, but pretty sure that it was on this date. Anyway, there it is. Saturday Night Fever was probably released on several dates just so they could get us to talk about it.
I think one day we were talking about the soundtrack specifically.
Yeah,
that's what this is. Okay,
soundtrack release. Not going to do some double-checking on that. Somebody may have – we may have been misinformed. If we were, we will correct ourselves. All right, Ted, 714, Steve and Ted. Just looking over my notes here, what's been going on, and still looking for supporters for the Starlight Drive-In Theater.
That doesn't have any projectors anymore.
Doesn't have projectors anymore, so that kind of makes it a little tougher.
Why do I get the feeling that the owner of the Starlight doesn't want it to be saved?
Wants to get out, get
That's
away.
Sure what it sounds like.
Yeah. I
mean, the surprise announcement, the projectors being sold already.
Are we being just too nostalgic about it? I mean, I know that for many people, the drive-in theaters was a huge deal. It was for me when I was growing up. But is it like, you know, home milk delivery and driving into a service station and having somebody wash your window? Is it like that? Is it something that needs to be
revived? I would hope not, but apparently it kind of is.
Yeah. Well,
I would love to have one drive-in still here in this town.
One drive-in.
It's the last one. That's why it's nostalgic.
Yeah.
But apparently it's a tough go.
So far, nobody's come up and said, "Hey, I'll take care of it." Somebody with some money.
Well, once again, if I would win the Powerball, I would step up to the plate, but I didn't win.
Get this guy in New York. Maybe he'd like to do that. I kind of doubt it. He's going to try. As you heard him say here a few minutes ago in our news, he said, "I'm going to take care of my family." I don't blame him. I guess his mom's. He's going to buy his mom a new house and some things like. He got millions of dollars. He can do that stuff, but. He's not going to bring back the Starlight.
Yeah, I want Starlight. I still want to drive in this town. I still want Kettleman's Donuts to come back, but I know that's not going to happen either.
Portobello Road.
Yeah.
Remember Portobello Road?
Oh, sure I do.
It was right near your
house. I grew up like 50 feet from Portobello
this
Road.
It was across the street from the first Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
On Bluff. And this little restaurant, I'll tell you what, it was cozy. It was intimate.
It was unlike anything else in town.
I'd take my wife in there on a date with a candlelight and what. It was beautiful in there. And it had some great prime rib. Portobello Road.
Yeah.
All right.
Gone forever.
Gone forever. I'd like to say something. It's belated because I just didn't really get the message in time. But I'd like to say happy birthday to somebody who turned 90. I believe it was November 9th. He turned 90. And I knew something was going on, but I didn't know exactly what. All right. The gentleman I'm talking about was our junior high school basketball coach, track coach, and PE teacher at Hadley Junior High
mm-hmm.
when I was there, Coach John Levi. And Coach he coached me in basketballs 7th grade and 9th grade, and in 8th grade, Bob Guile coached us. You remember Bob Guile?
Yes.
Bobby Guile. So anyway, Coach Levi had a birthday, and I really – didn't know about it till really right now. So happy birthday, Coach. If you're listening out there, or somebody is, tell him I said happy birthday. And Yeah, I can remember those. You know, but PE in those days, phys ed, everybody took it.
Of course.
You know, everybody took it. And so it was like being in the Army or something. And, you know, you had to make sure that all these crazy little snot-nosed kids had enough towels, you know. And
Oh, yeah, the whole drill.
had to kind of babysit for us for a while. But, you know, it's a lot of – I did a lot of push-ups with his cadence going on, up, one, up, you know, that kind of thing. But he was our coach at Hadley for many years. And happy birthday, Coach, if you're listening this morning. Happy birthday to you. So there you go.
Yeah.
I thought
that was nice to remember those folks that helped us when we were growing up.
Yeah, showed us how to behave, and sometimes corrected us when we were misbehaving. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward, and we got soccer, basketball, women last night, the men later this afternoon, right, Ted?
Soccer men are in Charleston, South Carolina for the 11th annual Charleston Classic, and the Shocks open up in the quarterfinals today against Davidson. Davidson is off to a 2-0 start. The Shocks are coming off their first win of the season. Wichita State will play three games in the next 4 days in Charleston. And Wichita State is a 1-point underdog. So pretty tight between these two. Expected on paper anyway. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull have live pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock. And that's on 103.7 KEYN. Then after the game, I'll be joined by Bob Lutz. We'll take your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show, broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. So come see us after the game out at Twin Peaks. Shockers and Davidson tonight. Here's some comments on the matchup from Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall.
They're very difficult to guard. They really, really execute offensively, and they can certainly shoot it. And then on the defensive end, they're better than you might think. They just really have length, and they play proper positioning. And they're a good basketball team. Very, very well-respected program and coach.
There you go. 6 o'clock p.m. tip-off tonight over on KEYN for the Shockers. The Shocker women at Coke Arena last night beat Sam Houston State 63-55. Shocker ladies are off to a 3-0 start for the first time in 16 years. We've got basketball talk tonight over on KFH. We'll start out with the weekly KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. 6 o'clock this evening on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Jayhawks are ranked number 2 in the country. And after that, we've got football tonight. Thursday night football starting off the week in the NFL. The Green Bay Packers in Seattle taking on the Seahawks. Green Bay still has not won a road game yet this season. Both teams are right now on the outside looking in, trying to get a playoff spot. Packers, Seahawks, 7 o'clock tonight. That will be on KFH. And in women's basketball last night, Tabor ladies win on the road at Southwestern, 64-45. 4 wins in a row now for the Tabor ladies, who are ranked number 20 in the nation. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 7:21 now with Steve and Ted. And what do we got coming up? Oh, Rush Limbaugh's on the way. And he's going to talk about the Me Too movement, and it may be killing some women. That's Rush. Coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Now let's talk some Chiefs football.